T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Philadelphia's back-to-school plan is a hybrid of online and in-person learning. It'll have most students physically in schools just 2 days a week. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Each school will draw up an individual plan, but generally one group of students will go to school Mondays and Wednesdays and the other Tuesdays and Thursdays. When they're not in school, students will have online classes where assignments will be given and attendance taken. District Medical Officer Dr. Barbara Klock says parents will have to sign an agreement.
That describes their commitment to keeping their children home when their children are sick, and to seek appropriate medical care when appropriate.
Schools will be routinely disinfected, but City Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley says even with all of the precautions, COVID cases are inevitable.
There isn't any guarantee that this will prevent all cases in the schools. Let's be clear about that.
And he says if schools are contributing to community spread of the virus,
if it's appropriate, we will close individual schools. Or if it's appropriate, we will shut down the entire system again.
The first day of school has been delayed from August 31st to September 2nd for COVID training for school staff. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.